Thanks for listening to KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. This is Blake Hausch.
Milking gerbils is a passion of mine.
Really?
And I am joined by my wife,
Lydia.
Hey, guys.
She's the aunt's pants.
Snolly.
And this is Lydia and Blake at the lake.
What a stupid name.
Today's just yesterday's tomorrow.
This has been brought to you by Kiever Brothers Automotive in Beloit. Fast and friendly automotive repair. Just give them a call at 738-5135. Thanks for listening to Lydia and Blake at the Lake. We are joined by Vienna Janice, who is the mayor of Downs, as well as Heather Hancock, Downs City Council member. She is also the vice chair of the Osborne County Community Foundation, as well as a newly appointed member for the Greater Northwest Community Foundation.
Yeah. Welcome, guys.
Thank
We're
you.
So excited
Thank
to
you
have
for having
you.
Us.
Yeah. So Downs has a lot of stuff going on right now. So I think we'll probably just give everybody a little heads up and overview of what you guys have coming up and talk about some of the neat things that way. So what I hear coming up here pretty soon is the citywide cleanup. Is that correct?
Yes. The citywide cleanup will start April 11th and run through the 21st. We do it twice a year in the spring and the fall.
So what can people do? Do they just set stuff out at the edge of their property and it gets picked up then? Or how's that work?
If they need assistance on big items, they can set them out to the curb, but also
it's right at the corner of First and Delay Street.
Okay.
So items that are accepted are metal, appliances, general refuse, but no tires, paint, or just your general garbage from your house.
Gotcha.
We're really just trying to clean up a lot of the areas in Downs.
Mm-hmm.
The program's been so successful, we're doing it twice a year now, so the people in Downs are really taking advantage of it.
Nice. Well, and you have a new city supervisor as well that might kind of help with that. Who is the new city supervisor?
His name is Brady Pound, and he's been with us for about 9 months now.
Oh, okay.
He took over after Harry retired.
Okay.
He's been doing pretty good.
Awesome.
He's got his feet wet pretty quick.
Yeah. Him and his wife, Allie, moved to town. She works at the vet clinic. They've been a great addition to the city, and they're expecting their first child, so we're pretty excited for them.
Congratulations. So. Yep. City baby.
Yep.
Okay, so you got some dog tags that are due. When are your dog tags due?
The dog tags are due April 30th, and then after that, you have to pay a late fee.
So you're not going to come take their dogs if they don't pay it? Can we tell them that? Then surely they'll pay it.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You might get some complaints.
Yeah. We might get some dogs.
I don't know that that's the whole point of the program, is it?
Right. We're not taking your dogs. Yeah, you just got a current copy of your rabies vaccination and come in and pay it. And then, like I said, after May 1st, there is a $15 penalty. So
great. So reminder, get those dog tags in. So coming up here just around the corner, and we'll talk a little bit more about it later, but we want to do some save the dates with the ladies here today. The Downs Storytelling Festival. So that's in April too, right?
Yes, April 25th and 26th. Down at the Memorial Hall. It's two full days. And just come out and see some great people.
Yeah, it brings a ton of people in. It's a huge event that's been going for several years in Downs. Just chalk it up to the list of awesome things you guys have going on in Downs. It's really amazing for the size of your town, what you guys have and who you bring in. And it's just always blows my mind how well everybody works together. Because even if you're competitors or even if, you're not buddies on the weekend, you're still getting along to make this stuff happen because you know it's so important for your city. So I just want to commend you guys and everybody in Downs for doing such a great job for all these events because it's really something really neat that you don't see oftentimes.
Yeah, it does take a lot of volunteers, and that is the Kansas Storytelling Festival. So it's the whole state of Kansas coming to Downs.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a huge event.
That is a huge event. Tell us about the exciting Easter egg hunt that's not too far away.
The Easter egg hunt is April 19th at the Downs Rehab Center. They have various ages, I think up to 10, and it's one of those long-term things that have gone on for years, and it's always a great time to watch all those little kids scramble out there to get all those eggs. It's pretty fun.
It definitely is. We go over to the Downs Easter Egg Hunt often.
And it starts at 10 a.m.
Well, and it's really neat, too, because they let the residents come out and watch the kids. It gets them, excited and kind of mixed into the community, and even if they're inside, they can watch them from their window. windows. Right. So it really is a good egg hunt to support. It's free. There's way more eggs than kids there ever. And they have some really cool big prizes they give away for that too. So one more time on the dates on the Easter egg hunt.
The Easter egg hunt coming up is April 19th at the Downs Rehab Center, and it starts at 10 a.m.
And anybody can come with their kids. You might be aged out of the hunt, but if you want to come and, you know, bring family member, that's fine too. You guys have something else going that's really neat that you just started, I think, in the last couple years. It's Free Swim Saturday. Heather, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so the Free Swim Saturdays, which was an initiative we started, actually this is our fourth year doing it.
Oh, wow.
It kind of started as a way on Saturdays to get a few more people in town and to get them in our businesses. And the reason we thought it might work, and it has been very successful, is if you need to come over with your kids and run some errands, you know, go to the grocery store, hardware store, pharmacy, library, whatever, you can drop your kids off at the pool. They do have to be 7 years older to be left alone. You can't just drop a baby off. I don't think we'll do that.
But, oh, darn it.
It's a great way.
Oh, man, Byatt's that old. We can drop him for the day.
Hey, you can go to the liquor store, too. We don't care where you go. Miller
just
Welding, anywhere.
Just down.
Yeah. So that's originally why we started it, because we thought it'd be a good way to get people on Saturdays over to Downs. We had a lot of people do the sponsorships, and how that works is it's $125 to sponsor a Saturday.
Oh, wow. That's
and we have about 12 Saturdays during the season.
Yeah.
So we had a lot of businesses get behind it. We had churches. We had a lot of social groups. We even had, you know, private individuals paying for Saturdays. I know Vienna can say, too, the uptick of what we had showing up on Saturdays was phenomenal.
Really? Yes.
When we had Saturday celebration, we actually had to close down because we were at full capacity.
Wow. Oh, gosh, it's probably been years since that's happened.
And to be a sponsor, you just call the city and we could get you on that. You can do 1 or 2 days. It doesn't matter. But it's been a really good program and glad to bring it back this year. So.
And you guys do promote it very well. I know, like, at Beccarato's, we had sponsored it before and we really felt like you did a good job of promoting the people that help with that. Yeah. So it is a little advertising as well as a bonus of getting people to town. But I never thought of it that way as bringing the parents into shop. That is a great idea. You guys are really forward thinking.
Well, and we started it. We didn't know if it would take off, you know, how you do things and you try it. And we've done other things I didn't try. But I see other towns now are kind of doing the Free Swim Saturdays. So it kind of makes you feel like you're kind of on point with something.
I always thought that was a compliment, you know, copying what you guys are doing is a big flattery, you know, there as far as taking those ideas and running with them. That is neat. What else do we got coming
up? Adults can come and swim free, too.
Yeah. Oh, really? That's great.
It's not just for Downs people. I mean, that's one thing I wanted to say. Tipton, Osborne, Cocker, Glen Elder, anybody can come down. It's free to anybody. It doesn't matter. It's just a completely free day. Yeah. So
that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you wanted, if grandma wanted to take the kids, you know, and they didn't have the pool pass, Saturday's the day to bring them and do that. Yep. That's a great idea. So another thing that's really cool about Downs is you guys have the ability to run your golf carts all over town. But there are some rules. So tell us a little bit about the rules and how they register if they want to get their golf cart legal to go around Downs.
You have to fill out an application and pay a fee, and anybody that you list for the golf cart has to have a driver's license. You have to be 16 years or older to drive a golf cart in Downs.
There's a few safety things. They, you know, have a flag and a slow-moving vehicle, but you have to know the rules of the road. And and we do have some senior drivers in town, so we want to keep it safe for everybody, and we don't want to see little kids get hurt. And that's probably our biggest issue, is having little kids driving around or six of them on the back of a cart or something. So we don't want to lose that opportunity to have the golf carts, because I think it's a great thing for a small town. But, you know, we're just trying to really make sure people stay safe and regulated.
And they just need to contact the city for the full list of rules?
Yep, you're given the rules when you sign up. So.
Yeah, because you guys have a lot of truck traffic through town. Yes. It's a busy place, so definitely safety is important, and it's nice to see you guys proactive in that, because, like you said, having those golf carts has been huge, and people really love that for just running across town or to their friend's house.
Yeah, and you can't drive it on the main street highway. Mm-hmm. That's one rule, so that's one thing. You know, you can cross over it, but you can't go out on the main highways with it.
So you can still get everywhere you need to go.
Right.
Let's talk talk a little bit about Downs' biggest yearly event, Downs Celebration. We have the dates now for that, don't we?
Yes, they're June 19th through the 21st.
Okay, so make sure and mark your calendars down. I know that there's a lot of lodging that's already been getting filled up from that. So definitely people have been looking in the area, Cocker, Glen Elder, Osborne, now as well as down. So if you are planning to come back, if you have a class reunion, those are huge. Or if you want to be a part of one of the golf tournaments, I think you have a golf tournament.
Yeah, there's a lot of events going on. Mandy Berta does great as the president of chamber, getting a lot of events. I know Thursdays they really do for families. They have tractor pulls, a lot of family events. I see there's a clown.
They still have the kitty parade on Thursday night?
Well, I think they do bike races, and there's all kinds of events. They do the tractor pull, so that's
Did you say a clown?
Yeah, there's clowns coming.
Wow. Famous clown.
Yeah, famous
not, clown. Not you, like a real clown.
Yeah, right.
They'd probably let you do it as a clown. But, you know, on Thursday's kind of family night, and it's good time to come to the carnival because it's not quite as busy. Mm-hmm. You know, weather is always the biggest issue of that.
Sure.
And then, yeah, Friday there's a lot of events, the golf tournament. I help run the golf tournament, and that's Saturday mornings. But there's tons of events, fun runs, a lot of food vendors. And, of course, the biggest thing is the parade Saturday night.
Yes.
It's got to be one of the biggest in the area. And I'm not just bragging on Downs. It's gotten a lot of attention. It's the Lions Club does great, and
they're very organized. I've been involved with a couple different parades, and the Downs one, they have it together.
Yes.
They know where you're supposed to go, you know where to sign up, and it's really nicely put together. So I really appreciate that.
They like to stand there and yell at you if you're running too fast or running too slow. I mean, if you're going too slow, man, I mean, they're on
you. They're behind you pushing you.
Hurry up, there's
more to the show.
Yeah, but I mean, I swear every time I'm in it, I run out of candy every year.
Yep.
I mean, there's just more and more people.
You need a hidden backup bag.
I know it. I always say that. I'll eat half of it and throw half of it.
So. Just start grabbing change or something. Yeah. Throw in quarters. They'll be fine.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for coming on. It's really great to talk to you guys from the city of Downs, Heather and Vienna. Anything else you want to tell us about?
I just want to say I love the name Lydia and Blake from the lake. I think that's great. I love it. It's so
cool. Thank you.
Yeah, Blake does a good job with the creative.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't know what to name any of our shows, to be honest with you.
Yeah. No. I do like it, too.
Yeah, I do like it. I can already see the koozies and the t-shirts and the hats. So.
Well, we had, when we got married in Vegas, we got married by the lake. So
it actually said Lydia
Blake at the lake or something.
Wedding by the lake.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah I'll dig that t-shirt out.
I know.
I have it somewhere.
Yeah, we'll have to make a different edition for our show here. No, it means a lot for you guys to come on board, and that's our plan here is to get, you know, the local community members and business people and just somebody with a cool story on that everybody needs to know about in the area that people say, I didn't know that was happening.
And just reminders for people like the golf cart stuff and stuff like that, just to kind of refresh their brains a little bit. So
it is good, and we want to promote Downs for sure.
Yeah, well, you guys do a great job. Thank you so much for everything you do and all the time and hours you put into this and everything around it that people don't even know about.
Yep. Well, thank you guys.
Thank you.
Take care.
Appreciate it.
All right. That's all the time we have for Lydia and Blake at the lake. Thanks for listening to Katy Country 94 and Classic Rock Z96.3. This has been brought to you by Kiever Brothers Automotive in Beloit. Fast and friendly automotive repair. Just give them a call at 738-5135.
Thanks for listening.